Friday mornings, we hear from StoryCorps, where people across the country sit down with the most important people in their lives and share their stories. Today, a conversation between best friends. In 2004, Peter Obetz was in the middle of a divorce when he was diagnosed with stage 4 esophageal cancer. That's when he called on Jeff Jarrett for help.
Food would get stuck down my throat, and it got worse and worse. So I'd met with my doctor. I had a tumor on my esophagus wall, and he said, well, surgery has about a 10% death risk. And I remember telling the doctor, you mean to tell me, like, one guy on my softball team isn't going to make it? You know, there's 10 guys on the team. He said, yeah, that's pretty much it. And he said, we can either do the surgery tomorrow or we can wait till Tuesday.
Do you remember you called me?
Yep.
He said, you need to do it as soon as you can.
I spent the day with your parents, and the surgeon met with us just after the surgery was completed and drew a graph. He said, well, this is the percentages of survival over time. Started out at 90% on the day of the surgery and fell to 15% after 5 years. And that was my scariest moment, that there was only a 15% chance that I was going to have my best friend with me 5 years from now. And the next day, you'd caught your mother with that little graph that the doctor had drawn, and she wouldn't show it to you. And so I'd come in, and you said, I want you to sit down and tell me everything. So I did.
I remember saying, I'm toast.
Your mom had said that to the surgeon. The surgeon said, no, he's lightly brown. He's not toast.
You know, to have gotten cancer, it was a wake-up call maybe that I needed. I was in a job where I was miserable, and it gave me the permission to leave. I went from making a lot of money to making very little and being happier. I sold my big house, moved to an apartment, and then a week later, the unit downstairs opened up and you moved in. And the only time usually that you live right next door to your best friend is when you're a kid, because often your next door neighbor is by default your best friend.
Exactly. Second graders aren't that picky.
I mean, when I think about every aspect of my life, my marriage has changed, my job has changed, where I live has changed. Our friendship is really the only thing that's constant. That's probably the greatest gift that you could have given me.
You know, when you were sick, everybody wanted to say, Peter, I love you so much. I'm so grateful for our friendship. But I feel so lucky that if anything would have happened to you, there was never any ambiguity about how you feel about me or I feel about you. I love you very, very much.
Love you too, man.
Best friends, Peter Obetz and Jeff Jarrett in Kansas City, Missouri. Peter Obetz has been cancer-free since 2009. Their conversation will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. The StoryCorps podcast is at npr.org.